This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The idea of a civil war has once again been floated, this time in the Washington Post. And the suggestion seems to be that it's going to be race-based, but we haven't even really gotten into this story. We also had another guy call in saying he believes it's going to be the socialists versus the people that want to be free, that there's going to be some sort of fight that breaks out.
The people who don't want you to have guns versus the people who do want you to have guns. I wonder who's going to win.
Now, I don't know at what point you decide. I mean, is it sort of you're looking back at history that, oh, that's when the war started? Because it's got to be one of those things that's going to be hard to know when you're, like, when does the civil war between the socialists and those who want to be free begin? What is the starting date? What is the first battle? What is the, you know, the first fracas?
Well, I don't think it's going to exist.
No, so, I don't either. Yeah,
I really can't answer any of those questions. But what I find is that, first off, people like this as a mental exercise. They like to think about it. Mm-hmm. And your mind needs to have things to work on. Goodness sakes,
sure.
We have to, you know, it has to have things to do. It's burning a lot of calories. It's got to have stuff to do. It's like having this whole little treadmill, mm-hmm. this whole idea of a civil war. And wars are far more interesting than peace. As a peace advocate, you know, when you look at history, you don't look for, I wonder what created this peace. You're out there running around trying to think about who started the war? What would an alternate history be? What would it be like if this war?
What if this other side won?
Yeah, right. And all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's the interesting stuff. Wars are interesting. Peace is boring. And
And you say that as a peace advocate.
I'm not saying that's good. I'm saying that that's one of the things that I have to run up against as mm-hmm. a peace advocate is that war is exciting, and I think that this is a shortcut in our minds to. The politics that is to come, the socialists who are advocating for more government are in the government, and the government likes people that advocate for more government, and we, those that want less government, have a big fight ahead of us if we choose to fight it. And at this point, a lot of people who want less government, who don't want to be involved in the government, are not fighting it.
Yeah, so, we can continue to pick apart what our other callers said, but let's get to Dashi on the line here in South Carolina, listening to WQXL in the Columbia area. Go ahead, Dashi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have a couple points. Let me start with my first point. I joined the Army in 1986, and in 86, you know, our targets were Russian soldiers, right?
Sure.
But what a lot of people don't realize is that in the U.S. Army, we train many of the other armies in the world. Case in point, I was in Fort Sam Houston, and I used to train Iraqi soldiers. They went to school here. Most of the South American dictators, they all went to school at Fort Benning, South Carolina. And I remember... I guess they call it indoctrination when you're in the Army. And it was
sure.
telling us why we don't want to be like the Soviets, right? Well, for one, they had cameras on every corner. Two, they tapped every phone. Three, anything you said could get you killed. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, I don't want to live in a place like that.
But guess what?
9/11 is where we
live. It's happening now.
And it's so crazy because so many people that we trained and were quote unquote allies with, we wind up going to war with later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
Saddam
what
Hussein.
Is someone to get from that? What we get from that is that socialist, Democrat, all that stuff It really has nothing to do. It's all about economics. People in top, I don't believe they have a political party. Political parties for people like us.
Yeah. The common you got people, it, man. And you absolutely have it.
Yeah. We're against Democrats if it serves our purpose, and we don't want anybody to get together. If everybody was one party, there would be no problems. So the two-party system makes sense to keep power, you know, for people that money.
Well,
you
look,
said it earlier.
I have to disagree with you that there would be no problems. I mean, humans are constantly disagreeing with one another. If you put everybody in one party, you're just going to have an immediate schism. And even within the two parties, there are, you know, divisions, right? So, like, whether it be a political party or whether it be a religion, for instance, you constantly see once groups become a certain size, and usually it's relatively small, once groups grow to a certain size, then they end up schisming. They end up having a split. And in many cases, those splits are not healable. So, I mean, I don't think that it's true that one party would just solve all the problems. But I do agree with you that the divide is not what they want you to believe it is. They want you to believe the divide is Republicans versus Democrats, when it's really them versus us. And what I mean by that is the government and the rest of us, the people who are in the state, the people who are using power against the rest of us, forcing us to do their bidding, whoever they are, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, forcing us against our will to pay into their system and to obey them. That's the real division, and that's what they don't want people to see.
I think a problem that I've had in the past is that, you know, if you are a Democrat, right, you have to accept Democrat quote-unquote values, you know what I mean? And I don't subscribe to Democrat values. So in the past, I've had to, you know, vote Republican because I have my values are more in line with that. But it doesn't, you know, I guess I can't say the word right now.
Ideologically.
But, yeah, thank you. I just can't go 100% with that either. So I was always stuck, you know what I mean?
And I feel the same.
Yeah, because I'm like, wow, like, I don't believe in, you know, certain things I just don't want to support. And so I don't want to be lumped into a group. I voted for Ross Perot because he was like an alternative at the time.
Yeah,
he
wasn't
a great alternative, but I just couldn't see myself going either way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people would vote for a third party like Ross Perot because they just aren't, you know, he's not the other guys, you know, he's bad, but he's not as bad as the other guys. And, you know, the libertarians, I was involved with the Libertarian Party for many years, and, you know, they are definitely right on when it comes to freedom, and I love freedom, and that's what it's all about for me. But
I learned about the Libertarian Party from your show.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you get involved in the Libertarian Party, it's an S show. I mean, it's just a constant groups of that have splintered within the party fighting against one another for control.
They have no power, and they're still fighting over power.
Yeah, and it's just so futile. It's so frustrating. Dashi, anything else you want to share with us tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, just real quick. I heard the guy Larry earlier.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, I think what he was trying to say, because I kind of, he didn't say it right, but basically what I'm gathering, right, because I have an issue with this. I don't, you know, people are free to do whatever they want to. If you want to be gay, that's your right.
Sure.
And if you don't want to be, I don't believe in this whole gay agenda where my kids have to learn about it until I'm ready to teach them about it. Mm-hmm. I said that should be the parents' choice. But more to the point, what I found, at least in the Northeast area, and I found that they liken the plight of you know, the LGBT community to that of slavery. And I don't think that's fair or right.
It's nowhere near
But they, you know, they put in it, they're like, I guess they're saying like, because I'm gay, we're brothers. No, you're gay because you're gay. Like, we didn't go through the same thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Having an issue over what bathroom you have to use is not the same as having a taskmaster cracking a whip over your back.
Yeah,
right?
And I think if you want to do your gay rights and you want to march and do it on your own accord. You know what I'm saying? That's on you. That's fine.
Dashi, thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, there's no doubt that it hasn't been easy to be gay and to come out of the closet for many of those people. I mean, I don't want to take away from those that have been beaten, for instance, right? Like within inches of their lives or possibly even killed. I mean, so there are some people who have face some pretty severe consequences for being gay. But, I mean, overall, as a group, they were near as oppressed as blacks were in the past in the United States. 855-450-FREE. Oh, my God, I can't get my cake made. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And the folks over at AnyPay.Global have launched a brand new website. Now, AnyPay.Global is the way to go if you are a merchant who is accepting or interested in accepting cryptocurrency at the point of sale. But they've made a site that makes it even easier. It's called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. So if you've been wanting to get started taking Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Pretty easy to remember that, right?
Yeah, helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Takebitcoin.com. And they're doing some cool stuff over at AnyPay. They got their brand new iOS app out. So those of you that have been waiting, if you've been waiting on, if you got an iPad at your point of sale and you didn't want to go through the process of having to load up the AnyPay in a web browser, they've now got an iPad app. So check that out. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. We go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Bobby in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, your one caller was talking about when a civil war will start between the capitalists and the socialists, free market capitalists and socialists. Well, don't all wars start when the first bullet's fired, the way it did when the British fought the colonials? And the shot that's heard around the world, that's when the war starts, when that first bullet's fired.
Or they killed Archduke Ferdinand for, what was that, World War One?
Now, that's what it's blamed on, but it's
Revolutionary War, wasn't it?
Well, he was talking about a different one. I'm certain a capitalist has fired a bullet or vice versa at a socialist at this point. When which one of these bullets, I think, is what Ian's asking.
Well, yeah, I mean that first bullet fire is really what starts the war when they face off and. You was correct in another issue about the freedoms being slowly taken away, like a right to free speech and expression. You've got the politically correct crowd out there, been out there for years, trying to stifle free speech because they feel offended over something. The Constitution don't guarantee any American citizen the right not to be offended, but it does guarantee the right to free speech and expression. You've got the blacks up in the air over slavery. Well, slavery was a necessity back in those days.
It was certainly a reality.
Let me finish.
I'm happy to, but there was countries without slavery at the time.
Yeah. Well, prior to the Revolutionary War, the colonists was under British control. Spaniards, and Frenchmen was over in Africa, and African leaders was slaying each other's tribes and taking their prisoners and selling them to the white men over and Europeans in Africa who brought them to the United States.
Yep.
Well, at the time the Revolutionary War started, the colonists, they had an internal enemy called the slave, the black slave, who was fighting for the British, the French, and the Spaniards.
That's because the not British were the offering them. Well, the French were on the same same side as the colonists.
The British.
The British and the French were on the same side.
It was after the Revolution.
The British were offering the blacks freedom and returning. You were saying they were offering
the Revolutionary War. British, yep.
Yeah, the British was offering the blacks freedom to fight the Americans. They didn't even want them to be free, though. But now we're talking about the American.
They wanted some free labor and some free bodies that they can, send into conflict. But I mean, you're not making an argument that slavery was, what was the term you used, necessary?
It was a necessity.
You have not made an argument for that. You've just simply told some history.
Let me finish. We're talking about the American colonist, the mindset of the American colonist. He's not only got to fight the British, and the Indians in America to get independence from the British crown, but he's got to fight now the blacks. So as long as he keeps the blacks in slavery, he's got them under control. And it lasted all the way to the War of 1812.
You know, that same colonist could have said that, hey, y'all are free if you fight for us. And that would have gotten the same result.
Could have, would have, did, but That didn't happen. It did not happen because they could no longer trust
you're,
what
you're
they
You're not making an argument
they,
that it was necessary.
I don't view it as a necessity.
Thanks for the call tonight, Bobby. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's a belief that was wrong, and it was widely held at that time.
Yeah, slavery didn't start at the American Revolution or at the colonizing of the United States.
It didn't finish at
or any of those things. Slavery has been with us since the beginning of the Agrarian Revolution. Everybody who's listening to my voice has ancestors that are slaves. I know that I've got some Mongolian descent. I suspect that came at the time of Genghis Khan and some Eastern European ancestors. I suspect it was rape. I suspect some people were drug off and put into slavery. Slavery happened. I suspect my German ancestry was probably enslaved by the Romans. We're all sons and daughters of slaves and slave owners. So I think it's something that we're at some point we're going to have to put behind us. I'd like to see it put behind us. I really don't like this whole
I'd like to see racism go away. I mean, not just put slavery behind us, but also see racism end, and further put the new form of slavery behind us, where, the government essentially has enslaved everybody to some extent, because if, as we pointed out earlier, if you don't do what they say, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, whoever they are in government, or whatever country you live in, if you don't do what they say, they'll kill you. So you pay whatever they say to pay. You do whatever it is that they say to do. Meanwhile, you get to look after yourself. So that's one of the differences, right? You don't have to live on a specific plantation. You can kind of move between these larger plantations, right? The countries, as you might call them. But wherever it is that you live, there's somebody who's master. Somebody, and they don't ask you to call them master. It's usually your honor. It's usually, the man in the robe, right?
Yeah.
That's your honor.
Well,
sir.
They, slavery exists today in the sense that what you're saying is it has morphed. That we now have an organization that claims some of the fruits of our labor. Mm-hmm. That organization is known as the state, right?
Different percentages in different places.
Right, different percentages in different places. But ultimately, you live on a piece of land, and you're going to, as a result, you have to give some amount of your labor as some kind of tax for things that you don't necessarily use. The most just thing they can do is make it so that they, the state, only covers the bare minimum of things and that you pay for the things that you want, like schooling and, whatever else it is, medical care and these kind of things. But the problem is that we're told over and over again that, well, poor people won't get these things. Well, do I have some obligation? Not to say that I'm not happy to pay for poor people to get things. We sponsored an orphanage in Uganda. But do I have an obligation to pay for a poor person in San Diego, but not an obligation to pay for a poor person in Tijuana?
We got more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Since also we have the Index of Economic, or excuse me, Index of Human Freedom, which is both personal and economic, we should go down to the bottom 5 or the bottom 10 of the list, and we'll continue.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At a conservative conference just outside Washington, D.C.,
North Korea has an incredible, brilliant economic future if they make a deal. But they don't have any economic future if they have nuclear weapons It's really a bad thing for them. So we'll see how it all goes, but I think it's going well.
President Trump spent more than 2 hours on stage at CPAC accusing Democrats of staging a socialist nightmare. The president also said he'll sign an executive order requiring colleges to support free speech if they want federal funds. Attorneys for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, are urging a judge for less time than the 19 to 24 years recommended under sentencing guidelines. He was convicted of 8 counts of fraud last year. Manafort will be sentenced on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-453. Like freedom. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we got the Discord on air call in line rooms. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, just jump on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Super easy to get involved in the Discord server, and most of the time it's just for chatting. In fact, that's what it is used 99% of the time for. But during our live show, you can use it to call in, but of course the chat rooms continue because there's different rooms on the Discord server in which you can talk about different topics. There's the on-air now room, which is the busy one. That's where most people talk about things when they're listening to the show. There's also one for cryptocurrency, one for gaming, and several others. Go to discord.lrn.fm as we continue here. Since we had brought up, or I guess one of the callers allowed us to sort of bring up this, these different studies that are being done of global freedom, both economic and personal. We've got the one here from the Cato Institute and the Fraser Institute, which combines both economic and personal freedoms into one score. So they've got two different scores for personal and economic freedom, and they come up with whatever the total score is for overall human freedom. And we kind of gave you some of the top on the list, and I'll just recap briefly. New Zealand has taken the top spot and taken it away from longtime top spot holder Hong Kong, although a long time they only did economic freedom, so maybe the personal freedom factor kind of changed things a little bit once they started factoring that in over the last, because I think this is new. It's newish within the last few years.
Yeah, Hong Kong's become more democratic in the sense that they want their opinions heard. And to my mind, democracy is really where you see the downfall of any real freedom, because you know, it's nice to have your rights respected, but when your rights can be determined by the majority, you don't have rights anymore.
Yeah, you're in trouble. And of course, as we've seen, just because you call it a republic doesn't mean that it's going to be much more respecting of rights.
No, no. Just because somebody uses North Korea uses the term republic.
Actually, let's go all the way down to the bottom of the list and see how many republics there are. Let's see. Within the bottom five, there's a republic.
Yes.
So let's start at the very bottom, number 162. Now, remember, there are some countries that are exempted from this list due to there's just not enough information coming from these locations. It's hard to discern, you know, anything about them. So, like, North Korea is a good example.
It's not on the list.
Of one of the ones that is not on the list. So of the countries in the world that are ranked on this list, it does go up to 162. What is the least economically free ranked country in the world?
I'm supposed to guess?
Just take a stab in the dark.
Eritrea.
I'm not seeing it. Oh, yeah, I'm not seeing that in the bottom 10 here. All just right. A quick glance.
Begins with an E.
Syria is all number right. 162, down three spots from the previous year. However, it's making headway here, moving down the list as fast as it can. Venezuela, down four spots in the last year.
The socialists will tell you that's the sanctions the United States government has put on them. I don't even understand this, like how you can look at this situation. Not to say that the United States government's sanctions put on Venezuela haven't been, you know, a bad thing. If they weren't a bad thing, the United States government wouldn't have done it. However, you have to be an economic moron to think that the United States' sanctions somehow cause Venezuela to pump more money into its system constantly.
Right. Number three, or rather the third least free, is the Republic of Yemen.
Okay. Well, a lot of these places are at war, but...
Well, don't worry. There are other republics on the bottom 50 here as well.
Yeah.
Iraq is the fourth least free. Libya, fifth least. Sudan, sixth least. Egypt, Algeria, Burundi...
Sure, I'm glad that so many Americans fought and died for the freedom of Iraq.
So other republics on the list here, the Central African Republic at 152, followed by the Congo Republic at, looks like, 136. And then, of course, don't forget the fact that the North Korea, which isn't even ranked here, is also a republic, Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
DPRK.
Yep. And, of course, China, I believe, calls itself a republic, and it's not doing so hot on this list either at number 135.
If you're a real good conservative, you always say Red China.
Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to bring up whatever is on your mind. But just a reminder, in case you're just tuning in.
And when you say Barack, Hussein Obama. Every time.
No, just a reminder, if you're just tuning in, the United States is at number 17 on this list. So it's in the top 20, but it's not near the top 10. So we continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Jason in Texas. Jason, where are you at in Texas tonight?
Texarkana.
Welcome. You must be listening to, I think, KFLS. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Just real quick about the government. I do agree on some points, probably most of them, about the government. But, I mean, it could be worse. Do you not agree?
That it could be worse?
I mean, I'm sorry, it's KTFS. I apologize to the other station.
No problem.
Anyway, go ahead.
We are allowed to pretty much... You know, free speech to an extent, and we're allowed to progress and live a fairly safe life.
Safety is not freedom.
No?
No.
You
have to have freedom taken from you by these politicians for them to promise that you're going to be safe, but they don't actually make you any safer, so you just end up losing your freedom. I mean, look at the TSA. What a joke.
They should be renamed the water bottle confiscators. I agree with you. Certainly it could be worse. I mean, we're reading a list here of 168 nations. The United States is number 17.
Number 17.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It could be worse.
They could be at 27, 77, or 137. You know, those things are true. I think that it is incumbent upon good Americans to sound the alarm that the United States is... heading in the wrong direction and has been under both Democrats and Republicans for the last few decades.
Yeah.
That, you know, while we wave the flag and say the pledge and weep as F-18s fly over our football games, politicians have been hard at work taking as much of your money and as much of your freedom as they possibly can get. And so, you know, some people will call me an anti-patriot. As a matter of fact, I'll go so far as to argue patriotism enables these thieves and shysters to do what they do. So, you know, could it be worse? Yeah, 100%, man. The United States is a great place to make a living. Then retire someplace else after you've made the money.
That I have thought about, actually. I was in the military. And,
good Americans often think about this.
New Zealand, number one on the list.
Well, I don't do New Zealand because of the cost of living.
And now what was number one on the list?
New Zealand. This
is
year.
The 2018 numbers from the Cato Institute and, let's see, Fraser Institute. Number one, New Zealand, followed by Switzerland, Hong Kong, Australia, Canada, Netherlands, Denmark, Ireland, UK, Finland, Norway, Taiwan, Germany, Estonia, Luxembourg, Austria, United States.
Oh, well, Hong Kong and Thailand, I wouldn't have thought they'd been on there.
Hong Kong was very free. It was set up as a British...
Taiwan, not Thailand, I apologize.
Yes, the big difference. Hong Kong was set up as a British trading zone with China, and the guy who set it up was basically a proto-libertarian, understood what economic freedom was and how great it would be. Hong Kong has actually been significantly more free, and it's their new democratic movements that are making it less free now. Taiwan is moving forward because they, you know, it's basically have had some good politicians elected up to this point, which means it always can change at any time.
Wow. Hey, that's awesome. Hey, I really appreciate
thanks,
you guys.
Jason,
I just kind of want to get y'all's thought there.
Yeah, thanks for making the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
And this is the tightrope upon which we walk here, Ian, is that on one hand, we have to advocate for freedom, which means advocating essentially against government. On the other hand, you know, people are going to say, well, if you don't like this government, which government do you like? If you don't like this government, why don't you go someplace else? It's the thing that's constantly said. And by all means, ladies and gentlemen, I will go someplace that is more free, significantly more free. I'm not willing to trade it for a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. I like America. I grew up here. There's lots of things that I'm very comfortable with. But don't think that my loyalties lie with a nation that's going into ruins.
We got more on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition. You dial toll-free to join us here on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. We started out the show talking about this so-called civil war that a lot of people have been talking about. In fact, one of our callers tonight believes that there's going to be a civil war. And of course, you always have to ask, well, what are the sides going to be? So it's always a question I ask. And he says it's going to be socialists versus those people in America who want to be free.
That's correct.
And he assured me that there are waves and waves of people in America that want to be free, and they're just laying low, waiting for the right moment to rise up and use violence against socialists.
The problem is that people define freedom differently, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
They don't all define it as the way we define it. So,
sure.
And, you know, we define it as the ability to do what you want, so long as you don't harm somebody else.
Yeah.
And really what he's talking about is these, conservative types. And I do believe there's more conservatives in America than there are liberals. That the Democratic Party has plenty of people who are conservative, socially conservative, that vote for it. It's just that the Republican Party has done a dismally bad job of marketing to people of other ethnicities. And that
Not only that, marketing to young people as well.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
The reason you can't market to young people is the Republicans have basically excluded, in many
their friends,
their rhetoric. I should say this differently. They have given a platform in many cases to people who are clearly anti-gay, mm-hmm. anti-ethnic, anti-whatever that is out there.
An unfun bunch of people.
Yeah, an unfun bunch of people. That's for sure. And you as a gay person, it doesn't really matter what the Democrats' politics are. You know
you're
that they hate
you're
us.
You're,
right. Fine. And who cares if I'm gay? Does it make a difference? If I were gay, I would understand that the Democratic Party dislikes me less than the mm-hmm. Republican Party does. So you can see that why they would choose the Democratic Party. And as somebody who may find their biggest issue, or one of their biggest issues, because a lot of people just vote a single issue. As their biggest issue may be people who are gay being treated fairly, well, they're liable to vote Democrat, too, even if they don't believe the politics. Then the Democrats get to market their crappy politics to them.
So, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we go to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, where A La Loca is on the line from Orlando. Go ahead.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Sorry if my internet in and out. I don't know why it's being bad, but
that's all right. We got you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk. Okay, great. I just want to talk about natural rights. I feel a lot of libertarians believe that they're born with natural rights, and I wanted to. Well, let me start off by saying I'm constantly learning as a libertarian, new ideas, and different philosophies. But I'm at the point right now where I'm learning about natural rights, and I believe that there is no such thing as natural rights. What do you guys think?
Well, can we define natural rights, or can you define natural rights?
Well, to me, I think people think that they're rights, like you're given rights. And, I mean, I want to know who's giving you those rights, number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people would argue God would, you know, God or some higher being above gives, but at all that aside, who's giving you rights right now? Like,
yeah. All right. So you are dropping out on some packets here, but I think we've got the gist of the question is, you know, if there are natural rights, where do they come from, basically?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of the idea. Yeah. And you're saying you don't buy that these things exist because how could they have been given to you? Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mark, what do you think about that?
I tend to like the notion of natural rights, but I don't tend to. It's not the same as a lot of people that report natural rights. All right. So I believe in a creator, and I believe that creator, believed in something called rights. I believe rights spring from self-ownership. That I own my car. I therefore have the right to drive my car. I can do the things with my car so long as I don't harm anybody else with it that I want to do. And that's the same is true with my body. And so because I have my body, I can choose to do what I want so long as I don't hurt anybody else in the process. And that, that is just a function of owning my body. So, yes, I do believe in natural rights.
I think you're basically saying you're willing to defend your rights end where your defenses will let it be. Like you're willing to defend your life, you're willing to defend your car. I mean, up to a point, I assume. But your rights go up to how far you can defend it. Like my property rights. Who's to say someone can't come to my property and take something? It's only a mutual understanding that these lines belong to me.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, otherwise, you're the one who has to defend your property if that other person doesn't understand and agree with the idea of property.
Sure. And that comes down to the fundamental question of what is ownership and what is property. And humans have disagreed on this, animals disagree on this, but ultimately we do sort of agree that there is territory. Right. Like, you know, when you're not on your property, you know, when you are on your property, and that this has been true for many, many thousands of years, that it's taken this long to simply come to the point that we can define property. And lots of people have died over different definitions of property up to this point, too. So I believe that property is sort of written into our DNA, but we are still determining what that means as a species.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's a lot of people who believe that they need government to protect their rights, and I'm not against that completely. I just think there shouldn't be any coercion. I don't even know how you pronounce that right now.
Coercion.
Yeah.
Yes. To defend that, you don't need that. Let's say, for example, if we had a private insurance company defending your rights, let's just say, if they weren't doing a good job, you can get rid of them. If you're all supporting this insurance company that's protecting your so-called rights, they should, if they do a poor job, you can fire them. Unlike government that we have now, like that's why I feel like people have this misconception of like, we can't live without government. I'm not saying there's not going to be any mutual agreements because we just already agreed that
Natural rights are a mutual agreement, or rights of any sort are a mutual agreement between people. I mean, I've got an article up here from CRF-USA talking about John Locke, who wrote in his Second Treatise of Government that all individuals are equal in the sense that they are born with certain inalienable natural rights that he believed were God-given and can never be taken or ever given away. And then he lists a few of those rights, including life, liberty, and property. But that's just an idea, right? That's just what one man said, and he said this, and a lot of people agree, and it's a good idea. I mean, you know, there are reasons why we have these ideas, because they help people. You know, they help us get along with one another. They help us have a more productive society. The idea of property has been beneficial to mankind over time, and respecting the idea of property and respecting the idea of a right to life and to property and to liberty has helped humans. And to the extent that those ideas are disrespected, it harms humans. And so if we can come to a society in which people believe fully in these ideas of rights, not any kind of negating of it, like you're saying, Alaloka, that, you know, if the government, for instance, wasn't coercive, which we've never seen that in our lifetimes, but if it, you know, if the state somehow was like magically not to be a coercive entity, I would all of a sudden have no real objection to pretty much anything they did, because like you said, we would be able to opt out of it. But in order for that to happen, we would have to change the paradigm of what people believe is acceptable as far as treating their neighbors is concerned. Is it acceptable to threaten with the violence of the government? As you were pointing out earlier tonight, Mark, the government is essentially a big gun that people fight over one another to try to get control of. And until people can let go of the desire to control their neighbor, then we're always going to have rights being violated. It's just going to be part and parcel of life until people can get over the desire to have somebody else live the way they want them to. I
concur.
No, that was my point, and I'm glad that you got to that end point. That's what I wanted to get with this conversation, was for people to realize that we don't need the point of a gun to
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I'm going to let you go, Alaloka. You were good for a little while there, but it started cutting out there toward the end. Maybe check your Discord voice activation settings when you get a chance. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Otherwise, it was mostly good. But we got more coming up here. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got a full hour to go here on this live Saturday edition of the show, whether you want to talk about rights or get back into this so-called civil war concept. And we got, I don't know, three sentences into the Washington Post story about this. You know, what are they saying about
the
civil war?
What are they about civil wars anyway?
It's Free Talk Live.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.